by the way, my grandfather, and I probably won't get burnt by saying this, but my grandfather was kind of, I guess, the godfather of the Croatian community here. Mm-hmm. And the Croatian community was quite extensive in Cape Breton. It mm-hmm. was there was a number of them here in Sydney, a number of Croatians in Sydney, New Waterford, Dominion, Reserve Mines, Glace Bay area. Uh-huh. And they had, how they kept together nationally, they belonged to the CFU, which was the Croatian Fraternal Union, uh-huh. which has its head offices in Pittsburgh. Uh-huh. And my grandfather, they had lodges. Mm-hmm. And there was a lodge in Sydney, and there was a lodge in Reserve. And I think, if I remember correctly, our lodge here was lodge number 700, so you can research that through Pittsburgh, and you'll find mm-hmm. out all the little nuances. And we were all expected. My grandfather was, and that's how all the Croatians maintained contact in Canada and the United States. Uh-huh. And it was quite interesting. And we were all expected to belong to, like, it was kind of an insurance company and benevolent benefit society and so on. And I believe something like, when you were enrolled in it, you were enrolled in a death benefit, and if you lived to 18 years of age, you got your death benefit back, which was the princely sum of $500, which in the midst, that was an enormous sum of money in the 60s. Uh-huh. And you, if you were sick, you got a dollar a day, I believe, or if you were hospitalized, you might have gotten as much as $2 a day through the benefit society. Mm-hmm. You paid like an insurance rate weekly, and that's one of the things my grandfather did. He used to go around and collect the money. Like, mm-hmm. they paid like maybe 50 cents a week or 50 cents a month, 50 cents a month probably, and he used to have to go around and collect the money. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't an easy task, and so mm-hmm. again, he did that. And they used to hold weekly, Sunday evenings at my grandfather's house, mostly. They had their weekly lodge meeting. And they had an executive, like president and secretary and so on. And that's how they, as I said, kept together. And then there were lodges all along the way here. I know there were in Stellarton, in Schumacher, Ontario, and Kirk, and all the mining and steel working towns in uh-huh, Hamilton uh-huh. and so on. And some of them were large and some of them were small. But they all had sort of the same recipe and bylaws, that they were a duly constituted lodge. No different than probably the kinsmen are today. You know, the kinsmen have a club. In some areas, the kinsmen probably have 50 members. In some areas, they might have 5,000. But they all had basically the same bylaws. Mm-hmm. So that's how they kept contact.